Jonas was surely one of our Rasuls when he ran into the laden ship, took part in casting of lots, and was condemned. A whale swallowed him, for he had become blameworthy. Had he not repented and become of those who glorify Allah, he would certainly have remained inside its belly till the day of resurrection. Then we cast him upon a desolate shore in a state of serious illness, and caused a gourd plant to grow over him. Then we sent him to a nation of 100,000 people or more. They believed in him, so we permitted them to enjoy their life for a while. Just ask the unbelievers, does it make any sense that their Rabb should have daughters while they choose to have sons? Or is it that we created the angels as females and they were present at their creation? Surely they invent a lie when they say, Allah has children. They are utter liars. Would he choose daughters rather than sons? What is the matter with you? How do you judge? Will you not take heed, or do you have any proof of what you are saying? Show us your scriptures if you are truthful. They assert blood relationship between him and the jinns, and the jinns know quite well that they will be called to account. Glory be to Allah. He is free from what they ascribe to him, except Allah's sincere devotees who do not attribute such things to him. Therefore, neither you nor those whom you worship can deceive anyone about Allah, except whom is destined for hell. In fact, the angels say, we each have our appointed place. We arrange ourselves in ranks for his service, and we are surely those who declare his glory. Before this, the same disbelievers used to say, if we had received a reminder which the earlier people had received, we certainly would have been sincere devotees of Allah. But now that the Quran has come, they reject it. Soon they will find out the consequences of this attitude. We have already promised our servants whom we sent as Rasuls that they would certainly be helped, and that our forces will surely be victorious. So turn away from them for a while. You will see their downfalls, as they shall see your victory. Do they wish to hurry on our punishment? But dreadful will be that morning when it will descend into the countryside of those who have been forewarned. So turn away from them for a while. You will surely see their downfall, as they shall see your victory. Glory be to your Rabb, the Lord of Honor. He is free from what they ascribe to him. Peace be on the Rasuls, and praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb of the worlds.